Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. So, Hatofel Kli Cheres Habari, if you coat a good, strong Kli Cheres, and then it becomes Tameh Ba'aviro, you dangle a sheret in the airspace. Rabbi Shimon say that the coating around it becomes Tameh, not only the Kli, but the coating becomes Tameh. Even though the Kli was fine without the coating now becomes part of the Kli. V'chamrum Hatofel Es Habari, Tahar. No, if you coat a perfectly healthy, good kli, then it's going to be tahar. If you coat a weak kli, then it's going to be, then the coating is going to become tamei, because the coating makes it a kli. And the same is going to be true, the same machlokas between Rameh and Rabbi Shimon on the one hand, and the Chum on the other hand, is when it comes to the thing that you use to strengthen the shell of a melon, where Rameh and Rabbi Shimon would say that since you put this thing around it to protect the shell of the melon, it's considered to be part of that shell, and that shell has a din of a kli, and therefore it will become tameh as well. Whereas the Chum will say, no, it was good enough on its own, didn't need this thing around it to protect it, and therefore if the shell becomes tameh, the thing around it does not become tameh. Mishnah Vav, Yablis Shetoflin Ba Es Hapitasin. If you have a type of grass that is used to cut large klecheres in order to prevent them from leaking, hanogeh batame. Whatever touches the yablus is tame, meaning whatever food or mashke that touch the yablus of this pitas that is tame becomes tame, because they need this coating. And even when they're not damaged, the coating is part of the kli. And that this is irrespective of the machlokas that we had between Rameh Rav Shimon on the one hand and the Chum on the other hand in the previous Mishnah. Magufas chavis eino chibur, the magufa that stops a barrel from leaking or from, you know, plugs up the hole of the barrel or the spout of the barrel, is considered to not be considered part of the barrel. So when the barrel becomes tamei, the magufa does not become tamei. Hanogea bitipulu shal tanur tame. If someone touches the tipulo shel tanur, tipulo is the coating around the tanur, presumably is there to hold in the heat better, to better insulate the tanur. So that becomes makes it's metame as part of the tanur. It's considered to be a piece of the tanur. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we had said that if you coat a perfectly healthy kli cheres, there's Machlokas, Rameh Rav Shimon say that the coating is just as is part of the kli, and Lacham say it's not. And then we said the same thing about the thing that holds the shell of a melon together. And then in Mishnah Vav we spoke about the yablis that would coat a type of kli cheres. So that also we said that regardless of the machlokas in the previous Mishnah, everyone's going to say it's part of the kli, and a barrel stopper is not considered part of the kli, and the tipulo shel tanur, the coating around an oven, is part of the oven and will become tamei together with the oven. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin.